Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Beautiful music on KX93.5. John, that's just tremendous, mate. Here, look, grab that the black mic there, and I'll turn that mic off, and then you can be heard nicely without any verb or compression or that sort of stuff. Wow, man. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's just the dramatic pitch. You can feel that it's all one thing and coming from one place. Really great. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm so jealous of your falsetto. Could never do it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really great. And so you've come from Texas.
Yes.
Where in Texas are you from?
A little town outside of Houston. It's called Kingwood. Little south of the city, I think.
Is it as cool and hipster and vibey and metropolitan as Houston isn't?
Honestly, no, not really. Houston itself isn't much of a hip city, I would say, but...
My point exactly.
Yeah, definitely the city I'm from, there's not too much of that there.
Yeah, I spent about a week in Houston, one day.
Yeah,
you know.
You didn't like it too much?
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah. There are really cool parts of it. You got to kind of get out into, like, you know, the Heights and Montrose area, and it's super cool there.
There must be some stuff happening, because wherever there are people, yeah, stuff is happening.
Definitely.
You know, it's just not one of those kind of soulless places, it seemed to me.
Yeah, I mean, definitely we'll always have love for Houston, because lived there for so long, but Austin's probably the hip.
Austin's famously the hip sort, yeah, of part of Texas. I'm sure there are other towns too. They go on about barbecue a lot, don't they? What is it with the barbecue? It's meat and potatoes. What's that? Why is,
yeah,
that?
They love,
it's not
the
French cuisine, is it? You know what I mean? It's not like some Mediterranean thing.
Yeah, no. A lot of brisket.
Right?
Stuff like that.
It's pretty simple stuff. What brought you to California?
Music, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanted to kind of... I just really wanted to move out was the main thing. I had thought about Portland, Austin. Me and my buddy were actually planning on South Lake Tahoe for the longest time, and then that kind of just didn't happen. So L.A. I like a lot, and this is not in the city, which I like. It's close to the, you know, the ocean. It's much more... It's at a little slower pace in the city, which I kind of like.
It's not all, we're not all about business here.
Yeah.
LA's a business town. It's a working, yeah, town, you know. So everything and everybody you see, every friend you have is based, yeah, on some sort of business relationship.
Yeah.
Down here, we you know, it's not LA.
Yeah, I like that I'm close, yeah, to LA and San Diego, kind of right in the middle.
So. Yeah. I like that. When I lived in England, I like to live close enough to London to get there,
mm-hmm,
but not actually in the thick of it. It used to drive me,
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, that's the key. It's just, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, but you see, you've friends down in Dana Point, or somebody you knew? Or?
Yeah, I actually moved in with one of my really good friends from, you know, since middle school and high school, and still have that one friend up in South Lake Tahoe, and then my girlfriend lives in the valley, which is north of the city, so kind of got a good spread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, welcome to California, man.
Thank you. Much
appreciated. Your sound is beautiful.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And clearly, you work hard on the crafting of songs. Songwriting. You're writing from your own experience mostly, or is it, or are you telling stories?
Yeah, I tried this new album. My approach was definitely honesty is the main thing for me, just kind of writing about, you know, my experiences and whatnot. My first EP was more of like the hardships and whatnot, and I think that the thing with this new album is it's kind of a more positive side of my life.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you must be feeling positive. You've got a new change of life, change, yeah, of pace, change of stuff. Looked probably quite hopeful,
yeah,
for the future.
Definitely.
And the new album's called High Ridge and Stones, and it's available, yes, on iTunes and Spotify right now. And you sent us some links, and we loved them, and our music director, Steph, who has impeccable taste, really dug it, and she said, cool, we're going to bring this guy in. So, and I like the way you said, you listen to our station, and you think it's all super sick.
Yeah.
Which I believe is a good thing.
Super sick, is it?
Apparently that's
super
positive,
good,
yeah, yeah. Very good thing, so very good. You know, obviously I'm 192 years old, so I've not, I thought you'd have, was something wrong with you.
No.
But, or us. But we are on medication, so we're hoping to pull back from that. So, yeah, John Vincent's here in the studio, 20-year-old solo artist from Texas, just came to town and just want to welcome you to the place, and
thank you so much.
We'll see if we can find you some gigs. You're, yeah, looking for gig? You're going to do some shows?
Yeah, or? Definitely. Want to play as much as I can, as far as in between LA and San Diego for right now. All the Orange County places, definitely, yeah, anywhere I can get.
There's places to play.
Yeah,
and some of them pay, you know, $10-$15 for, oh, wow, a 12-hour set. So
12 hours.
Yeah. You want to play us another song?
Sure.
That would be great. It's John Vincent live on the station. You feeling better? I know this is your first time in a radio station, mm-hmm, and I get that that's a bit, oh, look, nervously drop the cap off your bottle of water. But I know it's a thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. John Vincent is live on KX93.5 here in our Pearl Street studios, corner of Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway. Somebody keeps ringing. The phone keeps ringing. Please stop ringing. I'm in the middle of a conversation right now with John Vincent. It's live here, music. On KX93.5, when you're ready, mate. Thank you.
can't find a better place to replace my time. We've been running around, laying down in foreign sand, overlooking the city with a bottle of rum in our hands. Lately I've been writing my thoughts down again, how it feels to watch the days inside the photos grow so old. But the one of you with the flowers stuck behind your ear makes me think of the days that ought to come. Baby, the moon no longer screams at me. The snow falls down, light that fire in my heart to keep you warm. Oh, it feels unknown. Oh, I'm scared as too. My best friend put it in the hands of the men upstairs. Now he screams in the air. The stones, oh, from Houston to Venice, I'm ready for the days that ought to come. Baby, the moon no longer screams at me, and I love the way we spend our time. No.
Song of, I'm guessing, freedom or refound freedom there.
That one's kind of all about just the whole movement itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And the moon no longer screams at you. So nice little vignettes. Brilliant songwriting, mate. Really tremendous. There's a little thing in there that really struck me about a friend who gave it all up to the man upstairs.
Yeah.
And now he screams. What's that about? Explain that a little. Just that tiny little...
Okay. So, first off, my friend is hopefully listening, Reed.
I knew it was real. I knew it was like some story behind this.
Yeah. So the whole thing is basically we were planning on moving, like I was saying, to South Lake Tahoe. We just wanted to get out of Kingwood. We love Houston still, but like we just wanted to get out and experience more of the world kind of thing. And we were honestly just like really scared because we had been saving up money for only a couple months, didn't have too much. But we just wanted to leave so bad. So my friend, he's pretty religious, and he was just praying about it. Just kind of gave it all the man upstairs, he's really passionate about that. So we'd be working together, and he'd be just in his car, and I would look over, and he's screaming, just like, because we wanted it to work so bad, and now we're both out here. So
very good.
Yeah,
that's cool. Interesting little story about just a couple of lines in a song.
Yeah.
It's a little, I don't know, it's beautiful. It's very, very cool.
Thank you. It means a lot.
No, it does. It means a lot. All those kind of things, people never know what's going on behind the lyric until you ask. And then there's always a story.
Definitely.
I once had a conversation with a guy who was a songwriter, and he'd mentioned a clock in the song, and I couldn't work out what it really meant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, he talked for about half an hour about this clock and what had happened with this girl, and it was a digital clock. And now I have a whole other sort of thing to think about when I hear
that
song.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I've never forgotten it, and I always try to ask when something stands out like that. John Vincent's on the air here on KX93.5. He's living in Dana Point. He's come from Texas to try a new way of life out here, and we're delighted to have you here, man. Really,
thank you.
Beautiful performing and singing and writing and everything, and wish you luck.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Really means a lot.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Say again where the record's available, where people can find more about you.
So I have my new album just came out in August. I have it on iTunes and Spotify under John Vincent III. It's three capitalized as the third. I also post some stuff on SoundCloud, like covers and songs and whatnot. It's all going to be under John Vincent III or John Vincent III.
Are you John Vincent III?
Yeah.
You are? Oh, you are a third?
Yeah, John Charles Vincent III. My great-grandpa was... John, like Donald Vincent, so I would be the fourth, but I'm the third.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's brilliant. It's very American, that. We don't have that in our family. I'm the first and last.
There we go.
Jason Feddy, the last. should say that. That's really interesting, too. So I'm very Texan, very sort of deep, Southern American. Very cool. Hey, man, we love what you're doing, and come back and see us when you've got more to tell, and if there's any gigs going or anything like that, let us know, and we'll obviously let people know that you're doing it. All right, John Vincent's been here on KX93.5. Thanks so much, mate. And good luck with everything.
Thank you.